Falcha, welcome to Celtic Cafe Radio, broadcasting the best Celtic music from around the world. There's your host for the next hour, Mark Gallagher, inviting you to add a touch of the Celt to your day. Well, we're on the precipice of America's birthday, 250 years after the Declaration of Independence, and I can think of no word but one that would fit this show, and it's called freedom.
I am William Wallace, and I see a whole army of my countrymen here in defiance of tyranny. You've come to fight as free men. And free men you are. What will you do with that freedom? Will you fight?
Fight against that? No! We will run!
And we will live. Aye. Fight and you may die. Run and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that for one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom?
We'll be right back.
Mark Gallagher here, your host here on Celtic Cafe Radio. We are in a freedom mode for getting ready for July 4th, when freedom was declared by the Declaration of Independence 250 years ago. And we started out our show with the motivational speech by Mel Gibson as William Wallace to the troops before battle of Proud Edward's Army at the First Battle. That movie has a lot to do with freedom. It's spoken throughout of it. I can think of no better Celtic movie that has freedom woven through it so many times. Then went on to The Legend Spreads, which is from that particular movie. And we ended up there with the Monroes with the Corrie song Flower of Scotland, all about Bannockburn, which is the ending battle, which we'll get a little bit later in the show. Now we go to Gabra Lunsey, and they're going to give us a track called Freedom's Sword.
In days gone by, Scots working man was loyal to his feudal clan. For what was wrong or what was right, his cause was always Scotland's fight. And I was born 'neath Scotia's hills, my heart with Highland grandeur fills. Far with the Garry's waters flow a history bitter more than the slow. The Bruce and Wallace cracked the bands that fettered loyal Scottish hands, and for a while our land was free. Then came the shame of 1603. King James the Christian's wisest foe, forsook his aim the south to row. But soon he spawned the Stuart's son, Scotland's freedom stood, soon drowned in false Westminster's blood. We labored 'neath the Saxon yoke, MacGregor's name shall ne'er be spoke. Yet English justice lingers on. Our working men, as in the past, betrayed by Saxon ruling class. The time is right, the time is now. Renew your Welcome.
is now setting over the hill. The river runs blood in the glen. Cold are the clansmen never to see. Scotland will rise again. Rise again, rise again, rise with the sun. Scotland will rise again. Voices are silent that once cried for war. The brave ones who battled are gone. The pibroch is sounding, but they don't hear. Scotland will rise again. Rise again, rise again, rise with the sun. Scotland will rise again. Pride in our blood now answers the call to honor the dreams of our men. Their spirit unbroken still marches on. Scotland will rise again. Rise again, rise again, rise with the sun. Scotland will rise again. Rise again, rise again, rise with the sun. Scotland will rise again.
And Scotland could be rising pretty soon, because John Swinney has asked for an additional referendum on ability for Scotland to leave Britain. Coming up right now, we have Jim Malcolm with a Hamish Henderson song from 1960. It's called Freedom Come All Ye.
Made, make the veil barren McLean meets with friends and Springbank. Are the roses and gins will come to bloom, and the black boy Fionn Nyanga dings the fell gallows of the bad girl's doom.
Of her gay gilded waters, her vines and her bowers, and her soft sunny skies. Her sons drinking love from the eyes of her daughters, where freedom expires amid softness and sighs. Scotland's blue mountains wild, where hoary cliffs are piled, towering in grandeur are dearer to me. Land of the misty cloud, land of the tempest loud, land of the brave and proud, land of the free. Enthroned on the peak of her own Highland mountains, the spirit of Scotia reigns fearless and free. Her green tartan waving o'er blue rock and fountain, and proudly she sings, looking over the sea. Here among my mountains wild, I have serenely smiled, when armies and empires against me were hurled. Firm as my native rock, I have withstood the shock of England, of Denmark, of Rome and the world. But see how proudly her war steeds are prancing, deep groves of steel trodden down in their path. The eyes of my sons, like their bright swords are glancing, triumphantly riding through ruin and death. Plumes wave all their bloody tombs, deep-eyed and gore is the keen tartan's wave. Shivering are the ranks of steel, dire is the horseman's wheel, victorious in battlefield, Scotland the brave. Bull hats and nodding plumes wave all their bloody tombs, deep-eyed and gore is the keen tartan's wave. Shivering are the ranks of steel, dire is the horseman's wheel, victorious in battlefield, Scotland the brave. Victorious in battlefield, Scotland the
dying for the sake of our name. Why should our children carry our bane? I asked for a reason, then I heard you say, freedom. A voice from long ago said, freedom, to know.
Freedom, freedom,
echoes through the glen.
Probably no more cherished or symbolic word in the English language than freedom. That's the name of that track. That's by New Zealander Steve McDonald. Before that, we had John McDermott with Scotland Forever, which is kind of a new twist on Scotland the Brave, the tune behind that. And we started out there with Jim Malcolm and Freedom Come All Ye. Well, that concludes our Scottish version of Freedom. We now will continue on to Irish Freedom right here on Celtic Cafe Radio.
Eight 800 years ago, the invader came to Ireland. In the centuries afterward, time and again, the Gaelic world hurled itself against the stranger with a wild, grim strength. When it seemed the sun had set on the ancient culture, yet another rebellion would extend the twilight of the Gael. The conquest of Ireland took hundreds of years, but as many a perplexed crown official would report, the damnable Irish would never quite accept that they were conquered. Instead, through the long centuries, they waited. Through the dark days of the penal laws, dispossessed of their lands and religion, they waited. Only the poets, it seemed, dreamt of the day when Ireland would again belong to the Irish. And then suddenly came the year of liberty, the rebellion of 1798, when the gold sun of freedom once again shone over the risen people. The Irish tradition shouts out the memory of the dead. We sing that we might not forget those men and women who carry the banner of Ireland in centuries past. We are compelled to recall their deeds, to celebrate their genius, to revel in their triumphs, to lament their noble failures. All are gone, but still lives on the fame of those who died. All true men like you men, remember them with pride.
And the winds are singing freedom, they sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square. They sing of a new day dawning, for our people will be free. Come and join us, song of freedom, let it ring from sea to sea. In the battered streets of Belfast, can't you hear the people cry? But just this lonely night then, and the crying fills the sky. But the winds of change are singing, bringing hope to dark despair. There's a day of justice dawning soon, you can feel it in the air. And the winds are singing freedom, they sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square. They sing of a new day dawning, when our people will be free. Come and join a song of freedom, let it ring from sea to sea. Too long our people have suffered in their misery and their tears, and fallen rulers used our land for about 800 years. It's a long road, has no turning. I know someday we'll see a day of justice dawning soon, for our people will be free. And the winds are singing freedom, they sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square. They sing of a new day dawning, when our people will be free. Come and join a song of freedom, let it ring from sea to sea. There's a time made out for laughing, there's a time made out to weep. There's a time laid out for sowing, and a time laid out to reap. There's a time to love your brother, there's a time when hate must cease. If you sow seeds of justice, you can reap the fruits of peace. And the winds are singing freedom, they sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square. They sing of a new day dawning, but our people will be free. Come and join a song of freedom, let it ring from sea to sea. And the winds are singing freedom, they sing it everywhere. They sing it on the mountainside and in the city square. They sing of a new day dawning, for our people will be free. Come and join a song of freedom, let it ring from sea to sea. Come and join a song of freedom, let it ring
come see the sea.
When apples still grow in November, when blossoms still grow from each tree, when leaves are still green in December, it's then that our land will be free. I wander her hills and valleys, and still through my sorrow I see a land that has never known freedom, and only her rivers run free. I drink to the depth of her manhood, those men who would rather have died than to live in the cold chains of bondage, to bring back their rights were denied. Oh, where are you now when we need you? What burns where the flame used to be? Are you gone like the snows of last winter? And will only our rivers run free? Is life, but we're crying. How mellow the wine that we're drying. How fragrant the rose, but it's dying. How gentle the wind, but it sighs. What good is in youth when it's aging? What joy is in eyes that can see? When there's sorrow in sunshine and flowers, and still only a river run free.
It's all about freedom this hour on Celtic Cafe. We opened up that segment with Danny Doyle and a narration of the Rebellion of 1798 with Boule of Ogue in the background. And we moved on to Athenry with The Winds Are Singing Freedom. And we finished off with Plank City and Only Our Rivers Run Free. In Irish, Saoirse is the word for freedom. Here's The Gloaming with that track. Thank you.
the humour horse. She's a masculine Nina, is rhyme she's a nut, rhyme she's a glara the ocean, O Minne. Siglar of Dishe, Tailu and so Kangalod and Hanets Monte, Tartrana in Himpo, on Hanets Monte, Son Wiggins. Larry Golden Town. Bien she on the wiener, oh, on temple realta, a gum filler. Is Larry God called other Dina, nor clacked real Ben Searsha, called other Nanina, not Wiggins. Fun and live the love is the is Bembe Isho, Bembe Dilish, the Vorsnaps winter. Mar the holy at the Foss and Minting, Ig Foss Gun Hwimshe, Ig Foss. Vassar Ho is the Hogaskan Kriga fearful, Don Rata Shriata Mokriya Vishi fearful, the Gahma Crow Don Smart Don The temple dino, don op, don chlok, don terevisho, don smart, don raft, don temple dino, don au, fele.
Rally to our cause and seek the abolition of those old-fashioned laws. Let us open every eye, let the people see what this land, our homeland, means to you and me. On the road together, walk hand in hand and ring the bell of justice over all the land. All the world is waiting, watching you and me in this land, our homeland, our own democracy. Come on, you lads and lassies, rally to our cause and seek the abolition of those old-fashioned laws. Let us open every eye, let the people see what this land, our homeland, means to you and me. How far must we travel till our journey's done? How long must we struggle till the fight is won? May we live in peace again, may we live to see this land of ours, our homeland, a true democracy. Come boy, lads and lassies, rally to our cause and seek the abolition of those old-fashioned laws. Let us open every eye, let the people see what this land, our homeland, means to you and me.
Ah, the original Barleycorn there with something called Freedom Walk, a track written by Paddy McGuigan back in 1971, spurred on by the civil rights movement in the United States. The people of Northern Ireland then put together Walks for Freedom. Next up, we have some more songs about freedom. The first is by Nomos. It's called I'm Gonna Set You Free.
If you did, even if you did, been where you shouldn't have been, seen what you shouldn't have seen, dreamed what you shouldn't have dreamed, that doesn't mean you have to be locked up here forever. I'm gonna set you free. If you did, even if you did, done what you shouldn't have done, run when you shouldn't have run, lost when you shouldn't have won, that doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I'm gonna set you free. If you did, even if you did, straight from the beaten track, maybe you never came back, went in off the black, that doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I'm gonna set you free. If you did, ah, you know you did, suffered from a broken heart, got off to a poor start, maybe you fell apart, that doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I'm gonna set you free. We'll be right back. And if you did, even if you did, known what you shouldn't have known, shown what you shouldn't have shown, thrown what you shouldn't have thrown, that doesn't mean you have to be lying around here forever. I'm gonna set you free. If you did, if you did, even if you did, been where you shouldn't have been, seen what you shouldn't have seen, dream that you shouldn't have dreamed, that doesn't mean you have to be paying the price forever. I'm gonna set you free.
In a dimly lit room by the smoldering fire sat an old man so lonely, so sad and so tired. Once he struggled for freedom, now he struggles to live, with his few small possessions and his past to relive. There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath: Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. And his thoughts wander back to the days of his prime. Oh, it seems now there's nothing goes faster than time. To his comrades of old, and he remembers the day when he marched behind Pierce and the bold IRA. There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath: Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. And it's to Easter week, and his thoughts wander back. Oh, those leaders of men sure no courage did lack. But now he's just left with his memories of old, for his name nor his story will ever be told. There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath: Ireland unfree shall never be at peace. He gazed at that picture and he gave a sad smile, for each wrinkle and line told the struggle of time. Then he gazed once again and his eyes filled with tears, for the man in that picture was his friend Padraig Pearse. There's a faded old picture on the wall all alone, a dusty old picture, the pride of his home, with a harp and a shamrock, with these words underneath: Ireland unfree shall never be at peace.
Ah, we finished off the set of Irish freedom songs there with the Wolftones and Ireland Unfree, She Will Never Be at Peace. We're going to end where we began. We're going to go to the plains of Bannockburn here for the final scene in Braveheart.
In the year of our Lord, 1314, patriots of Scotland, starving and outnumbered, charged the fields of Bannockburn. They fought like warrior poets. They fought like Scotsmen and won their freedom.
And that's it for this session of Celtic Cafe. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. And if you did, tell your friends. Tell all your friends to tune in to Celtic Cafe Radio. If you missed any portion of the show or want to listen to previous shows, just go to CelticCafeRadio.com on any device and select the MP3 link to stream online. You can view playlists from this show or any show on the streaming page. If you have questions about Celtic music or feedback on our show, just email me at music@CelticCafeRadio.com. That's music@CelticCafeRadio.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Until next time, Schlan Lott.